A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 10. God extends itself inside out, not outside of itself. This is why the traditional concept of God is so flawed. There isn't a God out there someplace, because everything, including you, is inside God. It has been said that you are a thought of God. Well, where do thoughts reside? God creates by thinking, so everything you know and are familiar with is inside God. Likewise, everything you don't know about and are unfamiliar with is also inside God. There is nothing outside of God, absolutely nothing. We are very familiar with the illusion concept that plagues some of you. This is our chance to address this in a very simple way. We simply do not care if you think you yourself created your world experience from your tiny little brain or not. What is important is that you finally know, truly know, that you are a part of God. And the world that you know is a part of God, and the worlds you don't know about are part of God, and time and space is part of God, and your programming, your egos are part of God. Everything, absolutely everything, every choice and every compulsory action is part of God. You yourself actually live inside God and would not exist outside of it. This is what is important. We will return to this topic later on. Now, let's revisit a Godhead. Each Godhead is somewhat different from one another, but they are fundamentally structured the same. A Godhead has structure through dimensions. From the bottom up, they are layered from lower to higher. And from the external to the internal, they are also layered from lower to higher. God is always adding dimensions to itself. It's really a waste of time trying to explain more than a fifth dimension to a human being. But we just want to let you know that there are many more dimensions, and there always will be many more.